August 16th, evening. Professor Persikov of Zoology of the State University No. 5 and director of the Moscow Zoological Institute walked into his laboratory on Herzen Street. He flicked on the overhead lamp and looked around the room. The beginning of this horrific catastrophe can be attributed precisely to this malevolent evening, just as the catastrophe's primary cause should be considered Vladimir Ipatyevich Persikov himself. He was exactly 58 years of age. His head was remarkable, with pepperish tufts of hair sticking out of the sides. He spoke in a creaky, thin, quivering voice, and when he uttered something grave and important,
an uncommon, unparalleled specimen,
he would, among other eccentricities, bend the index finger of his right hand into a hook and squint his eyes. And since he always spoke gravely, because his erudition in his field was absolutely phenomenal, the hook appeared quite often. Newspapers he did not read, the theater he didn't attend, and in 1913 his wife ran out on him with a tenor from the Zimin Opera, leaving him a note that read,
"Your frogs instill in me feelings of intolerable anguish. Because of them, my life will forever be a misery."
The professor did not marry again, and children he did not have. He was very hot-tempered, but able to calm himself down. He lived on Preshestenka Street, in an apartment with 5 rooms, one of which was occupied by a dried-up old lady, the housekeeper, Maria Stepanovna, who followed him around like a nanny. In 1919, 3 of the professor's 5 rooms were taken away from him by the government. It was then that he announced to Maria Stepanovna,
"If they don't stop this hooliganism, Maria Stepanovna, I will defect abroad."
No doubt, if the professor actually followed through with his plan, he would have a perfectly easy time finding a position at any university in the world, as he was a perfectly first-class scholar. And in fields concerning amphibians or reptiles, he had no equal. The Zoological Institute was located on Great Nikitskaya Street, which in 1920 was renamed Herzen Street. That same year, the clock embedded in the tower on the corner of Herzen and Mohovaya stopped at 11:15, permanently. And in the terraria, unable to endure all the perturbations of that fateful year, 8 remarkable tree frog specimens croaked. They were followed by 15 common toads. And finally, an exceptional specimen of the rare and exotic Suriname toad. Immediately following the toads, the ancient watchman of the Institute, Old Man Vlas, also went to a better place. Vlas was not a member of the amphibian population, but no matter. His cause of death was, in any case, the same as that of the amphibians. And Persikov's assistant, Pyotr Stepanovich Ivanov, identified it immediately as
malnutrition. Vlas has died for lack of flour, the toad for lack of flour weevils, but the disappearance of the former determined that of the latter.
What do you expect? The government's slashing our funds, and for what? New programs? New programs for the People's Republic of People's Public Pishposh? While our person, Vlas, dies from lack of flour. Flowers indeed. We'll litter his grave with flowers. Our frogs are numbered. What on earth do they think they are doing? They will destroy the Institute. That's what they'll do.
The effect of these deaths on Persikov, in particular that of his beloved Suriname toad, cannot be overstated. And things went from bad to worse. Persikov fell silent for days on end, then became ill with pneumonia. But he did not die. During that time, he lay in his apartment on Prechistenka Street, in a room with books piled up to the ceiling. He lay underneath a quilt, staring into the mouth of the oven, which Maria Stepanovna kept heated with whatever she could find. Mm-hmm. He passed the time, balefully remembering his Sorinum toad. <laughs> 1920 went by. <laughs> 1921 went by. And 1922 went by. And in 1923, Persikov said,
"Everything in this world comes to an end."
But then there began a kind of movement backwards. He started going to the Institute twice a week, and in place of the departed Vlas appeared Pankrat, a still young but promising zoological custodian. And come summer, Persikov, with Pankrat's help, caught 14 new common toads in the Klyazma River. Life bubbled in the terrarium once again. Now and then, with a quiet and satisfied giggling, Persikov would rub his hands together as the years whizzed by. Meanwhile, the Institute saw some exciting renovations. 5 new microscopes were delivered, along with glass preparation tables and 2,000-volt bulbs with reflected light. Persikov returned to life.
An uncommon, unparalleled specimen.
In the fall of 1927, he published an opus of 350 pages.
All of the species from this tadpole share one living, same aquatic species.
Translated into 6 languages. Including Japanese.
The embryology of the Pipidae, the Pelobotidae, and frogs.
But then, in the summer of 1928, the horrible catastrophe occurred.